Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who met his wife while training for the 400 meters in Seattle and is eating gluten-free whilst lusting after bread, Dave Denniston.
Hey, everyone, this is Dave Denniston, and welcome back to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. Well, I was just reading an article that was put out by Dave Ramsey that was titled The 6 Most Important Financial Aid Questions to Ask. And he's talking about, you visited all the schools and submitted the FAFSA, and now it's decision time as you come down between schools. And so on this article, he goes through 6 important aid questions to ask. And you know what? These are all good and fine and dandy. And I think it's not till the end of the article that he really gets to the meat and the heart of it, from my opinion. He talks about your goal should be the right fit for your student at the right price. And that means no loans. So here are 5 bigger questions, you guys, that I want you to consider for your kids for college. Number 1, does my kiddo really know what they want to do, or are they figuring it out? So if your child is, as many of us do, we're just trying to figure out, where do we want to go? What do we want to do in life? What do we love? What are we passionate about? I think that the college decision, really, we might want to lean more towards community colleges or something cheaper if we don't have the resources set aside for it, because they're still trying to figure out life, which is great. But why should you sacrifice years of your retirement in order to do that? Now, number 2 question that I would be asking is, does my kiddo really need to go to this school? So I'll give you an example. My 10-year-old daughter, Gabby, both my wife and I went to Seattle Pacific University, and she would love to go there too. And to be honest, I would love to see her go there, but is that going to be the best place for her? She's talking about wanting to be an engineer or a chemist, which is awesome. We've been doing some chemistry experiments at home, which has been really fun. Did some stuff with apples and acids and bases yesterday. But anyhow, would that be the best place for her? Can she get the best value out of going to SPU if she did? Do they have a good program for what she wants to do? And related to that, think about the profession. If someone wants to be a teacher, that is awesome, but what is your rate of return going to be for them? You know, if they're going to be making $30,000, $40,000, $50,000 a year, $60,000 a year, does that justify going to a $50,000 a year undergraduate program? I say no. Don't do it. And so that's question number 2, you guys. Number 3 question I want you to ask is, what are they going to be willing to do to contribute if you can't pay for a lot of this out of pocket? So what will they be willing to do to contribute? Are they willing to do internships, work study? What kind of demands will their undergraduate degree have on them? If you're doing engineering or pre-med, I mean, for sure, your time crunch is a lot more of an issue. If your kiddo gets a athletic scholarship, well, then that might take care of that. So what are they going to do to contribute? Number 4, I want you to ask this question, what resources do I have set aside? Which leads us to number 5, how will this affect my retirement? Which this is the big one, in my opinion, you guys. How will this affect my retirement? If you have in a 529 plan or UTMA accounts, or your parents do, $100,000, $50,000, then maybe this isn't a big issue. But many people that I've seen, we're just trying to focus on their own retirement. And to shell aside another $10,000, $20,000 a year, I have seriously seen this delay people's retirement. So we've got to think long and hard about this, guys, in terms of where your kiddo wants to go. So talk about it. Let me know what you think. What have you been doing for your kids? Are you going to pay for their whole undergraduate education? Are you going to have them go to community college? Are you treating one child different than another? Will you give one kiddo more money, another kiddo less money? What are you doing to prepare? And consider the 5 questions we talked about. Does my kiddo know what they want to do, or are they figuring out? Does my kiddo really need to go to this school? What are they going to do to be willing to contribute? How will this affect my retirement? And what resources have I set aside? So let me know your guys' thoughts. I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, dave@daviddeniston.com. And make sure to subscribe on iTunes or through drfreedompodcast.com and grab 3 free articles and get updates to the next few podcasts. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Thank you so much for listening, and check back in again soon. Hey, this is Dave Denniston. I hope you liked today's episode. If you did, hey, please do me a favor and go into iTunes and give this a 5-star review. We have to get those reviews on up so more people can discover how to slash their debt and their taxes and creating a liberated lifestyle. As a matter of fact, each month I'm giving out a prize package to one of our reviewers for the month. So make sure to go to iTunes right now and place your review. Thanks so much, and I'll talk to you next time.